Today is December 23rd, 2018, and this is the fourth Sunday of Advent, also the day before Christmas Eve. Welcome to Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church. We are a member church of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. Today we're going to hear Pastor Arnie Berglund preach on Luke 1, 39 through 45. Before we begin, let's recite together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and proclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." The Gospel of our Lord. This is the season for singing. Even those among us who don't particularly like to sing or feel like we can sing can get into the mood when it comes to Christmas carols. We sing for all sorts of reasons, and the music of Christmas gives us more than ample cause to do so. In our psalm today from Luke, we heard the song that Mary sang in response to her cousin Elizabeth's declaration of faith in the birth of her son. Mary's song is a bold one. It is a song of joy about the coming birth of her son, and yet it sings about what God has already done. The proud are humbled. The powerful are pulled down from their thrones. Those who are stuffed are sent away empty-handed. Those who are disempowered are lifted up, and those who are hungry are filled with good things. Mary describes in her song the overturning of the system of consumption and oppression and violence, and sings of the norms of God's kingdom, mercy, justice, and love. She sings for joy about things that have already happened. In Advent, we sing because we look forward to something better than the violence and the suffering and the injustice that is all around us. We look forward to the kindness and the generosity and the compassion of our God being fulfilled for all people of the world. We sing because we look forward to peace on earth and mercy mild. It is the heart and soul of our faith. We sing because of the good news that in Jesus Christ, God has entered the world definitively to set everything right, to make all things new. Mary's song is a song of joy. Elizabeth knew that. We generally like to think of Mary's song as well as a song of joy, but on closer examination, we could also speak of it as a song of protest. It might be a song that's heard in the voice of those exiled in Babylon or those who throughout history have suffered oppression or violence. It is a song that announces in the arrival of Jesus the Christ, we find a world transforming, a universe shaking event. So Mary sings, Christ has come to challenge the structures of sin, death, the devil, and oppression. Christ has come in the strength of the Lord to do what God has always done, to lift up the lowly, to free the enslaved, to feed the hungry, to give justice to the widow, the orphan, and the stranger. As a song of protest, a song of resistance, it is not completely new. It was in harmony with the psalms that other faithful followers of the Lord had sung in past generations. That once enslaved Moses and Miriam sing the song of resistance when God delivered the oppressed from the house of bondage in Egypt. The once barren Hannah, afflicted by Peninnah, her rival, sang this song of resistance and deliverance when she sang, the bows of the mighty are broken, the feeble are girded in strength. The Lord makes the poor rich. It's sung in the verses of Psalm 146 that sings, the Lord has set the prisoners free. The Lord has opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers and upholds the orphan and the widow. When God's people have faced oppression, God's people have sung God's song of resistance. But God's people have also been the oppressors. We have enslaved others and each other. We have stolen from, oppressed, and slain others and each other. And when we've done so, the oppressed, the enslaved, the persecuted have sung God's song of resistance against us. And so it will always be. We may see in Mary's song, a song of joy and promise, and that would be true. It is a song in the midst of the reality that Christ came to stand against sin, death, and the power of the devil. And so it is also a song of protest. At least one Christmas carol would remind us of the ends to which the Son of Mary was willing to go in order to cast the mighty down from their thrones, in order to uplift the lowly, when we sing, nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. It is a song of joy and protest, and it is also the ancient song of promises, sung so long ago and so far away that we cannot really recall what the tune was. But the words reveal for us a promise, and we remember that as we recite those promises in the pages of Scripture. In the refrain, we may hear the laughter of an old woman hiding away in a tent as God promises to bless the nations. We may remember it in that preposterous voice of God speaking to Moses from a burning bush. We may remember it standing alongside astonished Israelites as they witness their captors being swallowed up by the waters of the Red Sea, the very waters that had been held back to allow their escape on dry ground. That day, the Israelites were set free, and it would not be for the last time. It is that ancient song heard through the thunder of the mountain, with words transcribed on tablets of stone, while the faithful people ate manna from heaven in an unforgiving and relentless wilderness. It is the ancient tune of newfound home. Later, when that home was lost because the people were unfaithful, it is sung by a people in exile, sung in minor keys of despair and eventual hope and expectation. It has been sung in so many times, in so many ways. Yet, as we read it this day from the pages of Luke, as we read it every Advent season, a curious thing happens for me. I'm not quite ready. How could I be unprepared? I know it's coming. How could it come to me fresh and new? How could I forget about the confidence and hope of this song? But I have to admit it catches me off guard. And perhaps it's because in the midst of the busyness and the worries of our present day, it strikes a note of hope that seems somehow beyond my reach, or at least outside of my expectation. Today, as it does each Advent, we hear the song through the voice of youth. A young girl sings the song, its refrain lifted up by a small young voice of Mary. Another time, it was found in the voice of Hannah in the temple when her son Samuel, on her knee, she blessed God who had filled her womb with the hope of new life. Hannah sang the song and she wondered. Today, Mary sings the song and she wonders. She wonders. This soon-to-be mother of Jesus, awaiting with her own sense of wonder, somehow Mary knew in the depths of her personhood that the time was right to sing to the God of kept promise. Now, in the midst of our far too busy December, we hear that refrain again from the pages of Luke. My soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices. God has looked with favor on a lowly servant and blessed the generations. Still, I'm not quite ready. Somehow, my heart seems warped and out of sync. God selected Mary. God chose Mary to be a blessing. And in my struggling to understand, I know that God calls me to that same high calling, just as God calls you to that same high calling. And I shudder at the thought. I'm too dull an instrument for such fine work. I'm too self-involved. I am never quite ready. So often I find myself looking for some new way that I can make the world right, some new way, some worldly source of joy and satisfaction that I might find just around the corner. But it's promise time. Mary's song urges us to take the gift, to just take the gift for heaven's sake. Don't try to pay for it. Don't try to match the giver's generosity. Don't try to understand it. Don't expect to somehow be ready for it or worthy of it, because it is a free gift that can't be repaid. Just take the gift. It's that simple. I'm too used to making it on my own. I have little else, but I do have my pride. I'm too used to making it on my own. Even the smallest gift deserves a response. Should I be put off that the giver believes that I need a gift like this? Or am I able, like a child, to just simply take the gift freely, to rejoice at such a thing? There's disaster, God throws up healing. There's darkness, God throws up light. There's death, and God lets life spring up from the ashes. That is a part of the song as well. God sneaks up on us, comes up behind us in our self-satisfaction and our self-reliance. God comes up behind us and puts his hands over our eyes and says, "Guess who? Don't be afraid. It's just me." God comes to us in a manger. God comes to us. God wraps up the gift in plain wrapping that we might delight when we discover the hidden treasure. How like God. How like God to come to us in ordinary flesh and blood and to be with us, to live with us, to be like us. How like God to do all of that. And after singing a song for century after century, how like God to lead us to discover the relief that we need, the relief that we long for. How like God. You see, we don't need to be ready for this song because God is ready for us. When Elizabeth heard Mary, her baby leaped for joy in her womb. A promise song, a birth song, one of new creation, Mary's song, but it's ours as well. And in the depths of our soul, it causes us to leap for joy. With small and quivering voices, we can join the refrain because each year we are relearning the ancient song of promise, learning its depth and breadth, learning to relearn what God has already done and doing for us, learning to rejoice and magnify this God of promise and blessing. As our lesson says, blessed are they who believe that there is a fulfillment of what God has spoken. Blessed are those who believe that the kindness and generosity and compassion of our God is fulfilled for all the peoples of the world. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the weekly Our Redeemer's Lutheran podcast. We publish weekly Wednesday mornings, and it contains the previous Sunday's gospel reading and pastor's sermon. For more information about our church, please visit www.ourredeemerlives.org. Weekly services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sunday mornings. Thank you for listening, and have a Christ-filled day.